Hey, New Life Church. Hey, so glad that you are tuning in with us together online, even though some of you are away or some of you are staying home. It's always just warms my heart to hear that so many are tuning in online. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Maybe you're at home, maybe you're in the car, or you're on your lunch break at work. Maybe it's later on the week, but thank you for tuning in this week. For the next few weeks, we are going to be starting a series simply called Reset. And we are going to be taking this journey of really resetting our lives. And in January is such a common time where people are wanting to, you know, get their health right. They're wanting to reprioritize their lives, reorder their lives. And so I think that right now, especially in the world that we are living in the last year that we have had, that it is important to take a moment and reset, recalibrate our lives, recover from some of the things we have faced. I know from some of the things that you guys have faced. And maybe this year, maybe at Christmas time, maybe you got yourself a new computer, or maybe one of your kids has a new device. Whatever it is, there is certainly, in this day and age, your house is not void of any digital devices in your house. And if you're like me, I don't consider myself super techie. I can kind of fake my way through troubleshooting problems with electronic devices. But I basically have one trick. And if a digital device, if my computer or something of my kids is not operating the way it should be, I basically have one go-to move. And maybe some of you can relate to this. I unplug it, I wait about 10 seconds, and I plug it back in. And it seems as like 8 or 9 times out of 10, will resolve whatever the problem that I'm having with my computer or with my smart TV, whatever it is. Simply unplug it and plug it back in. I don't know why, but whatever that does, it resets the device. And all of a sudden, it just seems to be working better. So there's been a lot of like even jokes in the last year. Last year, there was people that were joking saying, hey, have we tried to unplug 2020 and plug it back in? Because that's kind of all we know to do. But it really speaks to the idea of when you reset something, you reset its parameters, you reset its RAM, and it begins to function much better. And so today, we're going to kick off this series by talking about the very idea of unplugging, And so in order to really experience a full reset in our lives, and I'm talking about having a reset spiritually, resetting our lives emotionally, mentally, and having a full reset, we have got to unplug. And so here's what unplugging a computer does. And so maybe if you are having computer problems, you can try this. But here's what unplugging a computer does. In your computer, there is something called RAM. And RAM is a type of memory in your computer. And when you reset, watch this, resetting your RAM. So if you turn off your computer or you unplug it, you plug it back in, what it does is it flushes out all the random, unimportant, temporary data that is bogging down your device. So as you use your device, here's a little IT tip. As you're using your device, there's all of these temporary files that are getting bogging down your RAM. These are temporary things. They're not important for necessarily the daily ongoing use of your computer, but it does affect your computer's efficiency, speed, and honestly, it will just end up frustrating you, okay? And so when you unplug the computer, it flushes out all this temporary data, and now your computer is free to be operating as it was intended again. Of course, if that doesn't work, you probably got other problems, and then I can't help you. But I can help you with that one thing. Unplug and plug back in. But you know what? I got thinking about the idea of resetting devices by this idea of unplugging and plugging back in. And it got me thinking about every year how important it is to essentially unplug from things. And when by doing so, it will rid you of all of the unimportant, all of the temporary files of life that just bog us down. And I think that as we start off, and we all have this opportunity right now to start off a brand new calendar year, that this is the kind of reset that we all need. And it's not always that there are major issues that maybe you're facing, or you don't have this like huge outrageous sin problem, or maybe you don't have this huge problem in your family, that it may not be major, but it's the little things. It's the little random temporary things that just bog down our life. So spiritually speaking, you can hit the reset button and revive and be refreshed. But like anything, this takes intentionality and it takes determination. It takes building disciplines into our life. And so what if you could build disciplines into your new year that can bring that refreshing, bring that revival of your spirit again? And every... And so for me, my personal story is that every year, for the last several years, every year, I have taken time in January to unplug. I've unplugged in order to set back order to my life, because as you get going through the year, especially after you get going through the holidays, some of these just unimportant temporary things catch up to you and begin to just slowly bog down your life. So mentally, spiritually, physically, in January, I'm looking for a reset. And each January, I have taken a 21-day period of time to reset and to refocus. And I have found that if you don't find opportunities in your life to really intentionally reset and refocus, then even the little things over time will bog you down. What's great is we actually have a wonderful example of unplugging and finding solitude in the life of Jesus. So Jesus, he would often unplug. He would retreat to a place of solitude. Look with me at Mark chapter 1, verse 35. It says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. He left the house and he went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Here's another one, Luke 5, verse 16. It says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. This was a habit that Jesus had, that he would often withdraw himself. He would often seclude himself where he would pray. In other words, he's getting away from all other things, and he's taking a moment, he's taking an intentional period of time to connect with the Father. And I would tell you that as we talk about this idea of resetting, I think it's essential to you, it's essential to unplug. And so that's the first thing I want to say is Jesus shows us to unplug from distractions. And Jesus, when he often withdrew, he would unplug from distractions and connect with the Father. And that's the exact kind of reset that that we need when we start off this new year. And I would say every year, we've got to find intentional periods of time to reset. So, you know, today, in the day we live in, everything is fighting for your attention. Big tech companies constantly are redesigning, reconfiguring algorithms in their apps, algorithms in their programs in order to keep people more and more engaged. They're constantly studying human behaviors to learn to leverage those behaviors in more screen time engagement. Because really, the more screen time engagement they can gain, the more ads they can show you. And for marketers, the more ads they can get to you, the more things they can sell you. And so big tech companies are really selling marketers our attention. And so think about a world where everything is fighting for your attention, yet God is saying, look here, son, daughter, keep your eyes on me. But we live in this kind of world. Everything is specifically designed to catch your eye, specifically designed for you to continue to engage with them. How many times, and you know this is true, just think of how many times maybe you surfed the web for an item to purchase, and then for maybe days or weeks, you continue to see ads in other places for the item you were searching for. Or even scary enough, have you ever had a conversation at a meal with somebody about something and then begin to see ads for what you talked about? I mean, that kind of creeps you out. But all I'm saying is that everything in our world is fighting for our attention and it's fighting to sell us something. The only escape of this system that only slowly, and these are little things, but it slowly bogs down our system, bogs and weighs down our mind. The only escape is to unplug it. It's the only escape. So what the question then for this is, what unnecessary distractions can you unplug from? Maybe it's too much TV. Maybe it's watching too much news. The news is always trying to bait you into watching more. So their stories seem outrageous. Their stories seem very traumatic sometimes. They want your attention. They want your attention. And so maybe you've got to take a period of time and say, you know what, I'm willing to set aside the idea of entertainment, to be undistracted in this period of time. And, or maybe it's not just watching too much news, reading too many articles on hot topics, but maybe it's actually stepping back from social media for a period of time to remove distractions, to so that your attention isn't being fought for, and now you have that marginal space in your attentiveness that you can give back to God and your faith and really start this year off right. So every January for the last several years, I have taken a 21-day period of time and intentionally chosen to remove some of these distractions from my life. Again, these are little things, but these little things just bog us down and they rob our attention that we can give to God. So every January, I take a 21-day period of time and I actually step away from all social media. And I'm about to begin this journey this very weekend. So I step away. I even delete the apps off of my phone, and I completely remove myself from social media, just because you get sucked into it, and that little bit of attention, if I can create margin for God, then that's what I choose to do. And right now, in the world of social media, there's an uproar of controversy every single week. I'm sure that even as I say that, you are remembering some of the recent things that have caused controversy on the internet. And that controversy is happening in social media as people have the confidence behind a keyboard and slandering one another, just explosion of opinions, and also to be baited by other agendas of this world. So for 21 days, I say, I'm completely removing all of that from my mind, and I'm working to refocus and revive the faith. So maybe for you, that's a similar application you need to take to reset. Is to take a 21-day period of time, remove all the social media off of your phone, from your computer, and remove all the noise. But maybe it's not social media. Maybe it is, it's the news. Maybe there's certain groups of people that for 21 days, you just need to remove the noise. You need to remove the noise and focus on the Lord. So what's causing noise in your life? I would say unplug from all distractions. Jesus showed us a great example of how he would regularly unplug. And one time, Jesus unplugged for 40 days. For 40 days, he wandered in the desert where he actually fasted for these 40 days. And fasting is when you are not eating food. So Jesus didn't eat solid food for 40 days when he was in the wilderness in solitude. All of this took place right after Jesus' baptism. The Spirit led him into the wilderness for 40 days because it was like this idea of a full reset for Jesus as he was preparing to start his 3 years of ministry that we talk about for 2,000 years now, these 3 years. But before it started, it began with a reset. It began with these 40 days. And so we see this in Mark chapter 1. This is one place it mentions it. It says, at once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days and being tempted by Satan. So Jesus, he was in this 40-day period of solitude and fasting, going without food. He was completely unplugged, preparing to start his ministry. And, you know, fasting is a powerful spiritual discipline that when used right can transform your life. And so Jesus, he took this 40-day period, no food, and removed himself, unplugged himself from distractions. And in my personal 21 days I take each year, I take time to remove distractions and to fast. And so if you're unfamiliar with the idea of fasting, going without food, here's simply what fasting is. Fasting is going without in order to give greater attention to spiritual matters. There's this powerful spiritual connection between denying yourself and relying on God. There's this connection between learning how to control your flesh, control your desires, and fix your desires on the Lord. And so for 21 days, I find ways to do this. And so here are some things that I want you to know about fasting. First of all, I have done a variety of things when fasting. I have taken a period of time to fast from all meat and grains. And I know someone's thinking, well, then what else did you eat? But for 21 days, I've even gone and eaten no meat or grains. Or maybe there's been times that I've fasted one entire 24-hour period each week of my 21 days. Or I have fasted for multiple days at a time. But here are some things I want you to really know and understand first. Is that a total fast of food is not for everybody. You really want to ensure that you are healthy and strong enough to do something like that. Which leads me to a really important thing about fasting. And that is, it's never a competition and it's not performance-based. That's why publicly I don't share the number of days that I have fasted myself without food. I don't share that publicly because it is not something for some to say, well, then that's how many I'll do it. No. God is not so much interested in how long you can go without food when fasting. God's interested in what is happening in your heart, what is happening in your motivations in whatever that period of time is. And so you want to make sure you're healthy. You want to make sure that your intentions are pure. It's not competitive, and it is not performance. Jesus actually talks about this with people because he says, hey, look at the Pharisees. You see, when they fast, they make themselves look downcast. They make themselves look like kind of grungy, like ill-like, so that people know that they're fasting. Or they'll even stand on the corner and pray out loud so people know that this is, right? And Jesus says, not so with you. So if you choose to fast, it's between you and God. It's between you and God when you fast. Fasting is not something that you need to create an Instagram story for people to follow along with you for however many days or however many hours that you're fasting. It's between you and God. Essentially, if you choose to fast in a way that is performance-based for other people to see, well, then people's attention is your reward. But if you fast in a way that it's a personal and intimate thing between you and God, then the reward is a spiritual renewal. So I think that's important to mention. So if you're considering fasting, consider, and you've not fasted from food before, then I consider starting small. Maybe you're gonna say, for 21 days, I'm gonna fast one meal a day, and it's a particular meal. And maybe on my lunch hour at work, Monday through Friday, at my lunch hour, I'm gonna fast my lunch, and I'm going to find a place and be with the Lord. Maybe you will listen to worship music, spend time in prayer or in the word or a combination of all three. But whatever it is, start small if this is unfamiliar for you, but take some steps to reset your life. Another thing I think is important to say about fasting is that fasting is not a diet. It's a spiritual discipline. So treat it as such. And it's not... like I said, it's not something to be on display for all to see. We don't want to post that on Facebook. We don't want likes for that. We don't want comments for that. We want this to be personal between us and Jesus. So when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days with no food, he was met by the devil. He was met by the tempter. And Jesus was actually tempted in every way, and yet he didn't sin. And I would say that when you go on this spiritual transformation process of fasting and prayer, of really it's about being intentional with your focus, intentional with your time, then what he shows us is that he was unmoved by temptations. He was unmoved by temptations. And it's just like all those little things that can bog down the RAM of your computer. There's so many things fighting for you. There's so many things fighting for your attention. And there are sinful worldly things. There are sinful things that are fighting against your spirit. And if you were to take a period of time and totally reset and have a spiritual transformation, you can build that discipline in your life, the strength that you too can be unmoved by temptations when you reset your life spiritually, giving focus to your faith. Temptations start to lose their power. So unplugging from distractions, giving greater attention to spiritual disciplines will strengthen you, and you can be unmoved by temptation. To somebody, that sounds very freeing, and you can obtain that. Another time we see Jesus unplug is actually when his cousin, John the Baptist had been imprisoned during this time, but on this day, John the Baptist was beheaded. And some disciples went to retrieve John's body and bury him. And then they reported back to Jesus that John was dead, that he had been beheaded. And when Jesus heard this news, let's take a look at Jesus' response. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. You know, this really just speaks to how in the course of life, in the course of a year, there are some traumatic things that can happen. Traumatic things that we have no control over. There's just sometimes news that will just rock your day. I mean, there are moments that feel like it's just going to wreck your life. And when this happens, when Jesus hears this news of someone he loves that had been beheaded, he escaped, he withdrew to a private place in solitude to be again with the Father. And so when we reset our lives and we unplug, it helps unravel the wreckage. It helps unravel the wreckage of life, the things that bog us down, and the big things that just rock and wreck our world. So when someone experiences loss or tragedy, too many times people choose to actually unplug from God instead of unplugging from the world. And I think that the main reason why people choose to unplug from God in time of tragedy is because we want to fix blame on something. And we hurt so bad that we begin to fix that blame on God. But listen, friend, here's what I know, that in times of tragedy, unplugging and actually moving towards God is the best way to find healing from the trauma. And if you have been through something traumatic in the recent days or in your recent year, I want to encourage you to take a reset and unplug, not unplug from God, but actually unplug from all distractions and lean into the embrace of the Father, because there is healing for the trauma that you've experienced. And you can begin to unravel the wreckage of your life when we unplug and we experience a reset. So how does a reset like that sound? How does that sound to you? I don't know about you, but I know every year I begin to crave this kind of reset. I begin to really, I really look forward to looking at my calendar and setting forth a period of 21 days and saying, this is my reset time. And so how does ridding your life of all the little unimportant junk that has been bogging you down, how does that sound? So New Life Church, our friends and family watching and joining in today, here's the challenge. For the next 21 days, will you join me in a 21-day journey to reset your life? Will you join me to take a 21 days to unplug from distractions, unplug from just the things that are fighting for your attention? Take 21 days, unplug, to be undistracted, and then maybe even get to unravel some wreckage in life that has been bogging you down. So honestly, this 21-day journey to reset is easy. It's simple, but it's not always easy. It's simple, but it may be difficult, because it's all about learning to flex the muscles of discipline. But you can start your year off refreshed, renewed, revived, decluttered, when you strengthen these muscles of spiritual disciplines. And so here's the challenge. For 21 days, I want to give you some practical steps that you can take to take this 21-day reset. So here are a few things you can do. The first thing is to start off with a 21-day reading plan. Now, if you came to our in-person service today or this past weekend, then you received one of these cards. It is the 21-day plan, but on the back, there is a 21-day reading plan. And it's as simple as this. The book, the Gospel of John in the New Testament, has 21 chapters. And so the challenge is, every day for 21 days, I want you to unplug and plug in and read the chapter of the day for 21 days. It's that simple. Make this your goal, that you could read at least one chapter in the book of John a day. Secondly, each Wednesday night for the next 3 weeks, so over the course of the next 21 days, for three Wednesday nights, we are going to have a family, a night of prayer and worship. here at New Life Church in our worship center. So for the last three Wednesdays in January, starting this week, we're going to gather at 6 p.m. for a time of prayer. Some of this time will be unstructured, and you'll have an opportunity. This could be your opportunity each week during your 21 days where you're going to find a place of solitude. So we will give you time. We will have worship here in the worship center, but you will have a moment to just get by yourself and have a quiet solitude time in the presence of God. So make that a priority. Also, have a fasting plan. Have a fasting plan for the next 21 days. I want to encourage you, if it's just one meal a day, or maybe one day a week, or maybe there is a certain food that you want to set aside for 21 days, whatever it may be, choose to have a fasting plan in this 21-day reset. Take time every day to be quiet before God and to pray. And we're gonna talk more about some of these things in the coming weeks, so please stay tuned. But I really want to draw your attention here. Today we're really talking about unplugging from distractions. So your biggest takeaway today is to evaluate your life right now and what distractive habits or activities can you unplug for the next 21 days as we go on the 21-day reset. I think that when we do these things and we begin to flex the muscles of spiritual disciplines in our life, we can have a transformation spiritually. We can experience that reset, and the things that are bogging us down, we can feel free from. So for me, I'm starting a modified food fast, and I am removing all social media from my life. My family has a devotional plan that we actually started last week as a family, and in daily prayer, and I'll be attending these Wednesday night prayer gatherings for the next 3 weeks. So I want you to consider your next 21 days. And I'm not saying that you have to do it exactly like this or exactly like me, but will you take a 21-day reset? I challenge you for 21 days. Allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life, to prepare you for what he has for you in 2021. Let me pray for you. God, I pray for New Life Church and all that are tuning in with us today. God, I pray that something in us would begin to be, actually, God, would you just stir up a hunger in our hearts? That we would become hungry for more than the status quo, that we would become hungry and thirsty for more of you, that we would be willing to lay down the things of this world, we would be able to lay down our own desires and lean into you. God, I pray that over the course of the next 21 days, for some that have experienced trauma in recent seasons of their life, that you would bring them to a place of wholeness and healing. God, I pray that we will build new habits in our life that will only set us up for a win in our faith and the mission you've called us to, that as a church, God, we are going to move forward with greater vision and greater purpose. But before we do, we want to reset. So God, I pray for the reset of our hearts and in our church as we begin this journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. If you're a regular New Lifer and you'd like to continue your worship through giving, there are three different ways you can give. You can give on our website, newlifeforkokomo.org. You can mail your giving to the church. The address is 1803 East Vale Avenue, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. Or you can text New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.